Today, our gospel follows the miracle that we read last week of the multiplication of the loaves and fish. And we go now into this, what is known as the bread of life discourse. And this, it's in the sixth chapter of John's gospel. And for the next few weeks, we're going to have our readings from this chapter of John's gospel. And it's a great place to be fed, literally, on the churches and what Jesus teaches us about the Holy Eucharist. But I'd like to back up a little bit and place it in the context of where we are really in the life of Christ and in the gospel narrative. Because, as I said, this is in the sixth chapter of John's gospel. This is pretty early on. This is not getting close to the Last Supper and this sort of thing. So it's not in close proximity to that. That's maybe one of the reasons why we shouldn't fault people too much for not really understanding what Jesus is saying very well. On the other hand, what we need, I would really like for us to begin with is look at what these people actually could have understood and should have understood and could take from this. And this is what Jesus says about himself. St. John's Gospel, it's interesting when you read the Gospels, each one of them has its sort of own characteristics. Some have different ways of organizing or certain things they emphasize in Jesus' teaching or works. And in St. John's Gospel, we have quite a number of these, what are sort of known as, simply enough, I am statements. These statements that Jesus says, I am whatever. And we have one of these today. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. The people are following Jesus. They've sort of been captivated by Jesus. Certainly this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 got a lot of people's attention. But Jesus is trying to redirect them to not necessarily look for signs and wonders, but to look to Him. And this is what we really need to hear as well. If we are not really aware of who Jesus is, and if who Jesus is for us is not as absolutely essential and foundational and necessary as our daily sustenance, then we don't really yet know who He is. We don't really know Jesus. Because that's what he keeps trying with these I am statements, I think, that he is making and that St. John is reporting for us. He's trying to call our attention back to him. Back to him. And I don't know, if you are anything like me, and it sounds like maybe like his apostles, we really need that. We really need it. At least speaking for myself, I get distracted very easily. I get distracted by all kinds of things out there in the world, all kinds of things I'm working on, all kinds of things I hear, all kinds of things I might want, all kinds of things. It's interesting, even if it comes to practicing the faith, sometimes I might get very distracted about maybe reading something that's very interesting or doing some good works or, you know, all of these things which are very, very good. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But if I am not focusing on the person of Jesus Christ at every moment, and that's why he does these I am statements. He said, okay, you're interested in the fact that I fed these 5,000 people. You're interested in what I've said, that I can give you this bread that will come down from heaven that's even more miraculous and magnificent than the bread that of the manna that Moses gave when you were wandering in the desert. And you say, sir, give us this bread always. You see, they're kind of getting distracted by the bread. Do you see what I mean? And what does Jesus do? He redirects them and says, I am the bread of life. If you're looking for that, you need to look at me. These I am statements do. There's one that we had this week. We had the feast of Saints Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And one of the optional gospels for that day is of Martha out at the tomb of her brother Lazarus. And standing in front of that tomb, Martha says, well, Lord, if you had gotten here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus says to her, well, he will rise again. And she says, oh, Lord, yes, I know he will rise again on the last day. I believe in the resurrection, in other words. And Jesus says to her, again, let's don't start talking about theology just yet. Theology is a good thing, but we've got to understand what it really is. And he says to her, another one of these I am statements, it was from St. John's Gospel, the 11th chapter, I think. I am the resurrection. When you're talking and thinking about resurrection, you've got to think about me. That was a pretty tough thing for him to say, too. They were standing there right in front of her brother's tomb, who had only been buried in the dead for 4 days. When you think about this, it's me. This is me. I am the bread of life. What you are hungering and thirsting for, that is me. He says all these other statements, I am, I am. I am the way and the truth and the life. A lot of times we talk about truth. Well, truth, again, is not a concept. Truth is Jesus. I am the way. A lot of us are like, gosh, if I just knew what to do or whatever, follow me. I am the way. I really want to live. I want to have the fullness of life. Jesus says, I am the life. I am. And so morning, noon, and night, from the time we get up until the time we go to bed, when we eat, when we drink, when we sleep, when we're working, when we're resting, whatever, we need to be constantly aware of Jesus, going to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and life. He is the resurrection. He is the bread of life. He is what we hunger for. He is what we thirst for. He is what fulfills and satisfies. And he alone. And so I encourage us, we need to be, have you ever heard, this is back in the long time ago, when there were people who would like live on these communes or something, sort of like Jesus freaks or something like that. Have you ever heard that expression? Well, that really is a compliment, actually, to tell you the truth. And if we're not considered to be Jesus freaks, we're not doing this right, actually. If everything in our lives isn't revolving around the person of Jesus Christ, if we don't refer every moment, every thought, every decision to, I love those little bracelets people used to wear. Those WWJD, what would Jesus do? Very good question, actually. Very good question. To live for him. and to remember that he lives and died for us. To remember that he is actually always with you. Did you know that? He's always with you. Again, at least if you're like me, I forget that a lot. That's why I really need to work on prayer, to pray every day from the heart, so that I remember that he is with me. Because when then I remember that, then he's able to come into my heart, to speak into my heart, to guide, to direct, to encourage, whatever it is that I might need. But if I'm forgetful of his presence, then he really can't help me very much, because I'm not really attentive and aware and open to that. And so just encourage us all, listen, go look up, go see, go through St. John's Gospel and see how many of these I am statements that you can find. These really profound sort of claims on us that Jesus makes, as he does in the gospel today, when he says, I am the bread of life. I am. Not some idea, not this thing you're looking for or that, or running after this thing or what. It's me. And come and sit down and be with him. Open your heart to him. Say, I want you to be Lord of my life. I want you to direct and guide me. And then you'll be the sort of disciple. We'll be the sort of disciple that Jesus is looking for. Not ones that are always running around very distracted like I am most of the time, but ones who rest in him.